ẹ jẹ́ kí a wá sí orí ìjókòó. Ìpele tó kẹ́yìn náà ni a bọ́ sí yìí. Ẹ jẹ́ kí a wá sí orí ìjókòó. Ẹ̀kúnrẹ́rẹ́ ire olágbà lọ sílé.
Tu ma jesu ti ti jo fi, to san sa bi do, ma she ya tu do.
Olorun gaga bi e ti se man si asepe ise.
Lord, as you perfect your work.
Oluwa ese asepe ise.
God, do your perfection.
Baba, Olorun eyin ese eyan, eju eyan lo eju
gbogbo. You are no man, you are greater than everything.
Baba ni oruko Jesu, e tubo re ni iyanu.
Father, walk in a wondrous way.
Ninu oro yin e se iyanu.
Lord, perform miracles in your work.
E ti ara yin. E je ri ara yin ni oruko Jesu, Oluwa wa.
For Jesus name. Welcome us to the last segment of this program. We thank God for what God has done in those three stages we have done. At this fourth segment, the title of the message I take
home is
what we call motherhood vision. Let's say it together.
Ninu iwe owe ori kokale logbon.
On the book of Proverbs.
Maaka ese ikewa.
I read verse 10.
Maaka ese ikewa.
I read verse 10.
Masare kani dati ongbi for mi oni si ongbi for
mi. I read quickly without interpretation.
Jizide ese ikokale ni ogbon.
To verse 31.
O kabaji wipe. Tani yori obeni oni warere. Nitori iye re. O koja inyo. Ayoko re gbekele laiberu. Beni onki yo se alai ni ere ishe. Rere ni obinrin na yo ma se fun ki se buburu ni oju aye re gbogbo obinrin naa yo ma sabari kubusu ati ogbo o si fi owo re sise tinu tinu.
Verse 10 to 31.
O dabi oko onisowo o si mo nje re lati ona jiji rere wa o nga si dide nigbati ile ko ti mo a si fi onje fun eniyan ile re ati ise ojo fun awon omoberin re o kiesi oko o si mu ere owo re ni o fi gbin ogbagbara o fi agbara gbe egbe re ni oja gbe egbe re ni oja o si mu apa re mejeji le o kiesi pe ojo ohun dara fitila re ko ku ni oru o fi owo re le keke owu owo re si di irawu mu o na owo re si talaka ni toto owo re ka laini o n ko si beru ojo didi fun awon ara ile re nitori pe gbogbo awon ara ile re ni awo ni aso isepo meji o n si mu aso tite fun ara re ewu daradara ati elesi aluko ni aso re amo oko re ni enubode nigba ti o ba joko pelu awon agba ile na o da aso ogbo daradara o si ta pelu pelu o fi oja amure fun onisowo ta agbara ati iyin ni aso re ohun o si yo si ojo ti n bo o fi ogbon ya enu re ati ni awon re ni ofin iseun o fi oju re sile wo iwa awon ara ile re ko si je ounje imele awon omo re dide mo si pe ni alabukun fun ati baale re pelu o n si fi iyin fun opolopo awon obinrin ni o wuwa rere sugbon iwo ta gbogbo won yo e ta yo loruko Jesu. Mo le tayo ni oruko Jesu. Ani e tayo ni oruko Jesu.
In Jesus name.
E si ogbon. Oju dara dara ni etan. E wa si ja si asan. Sugbon obinrin ti o beru Oluwa, o ni ki a fi iyin fun. Fifun ninu eso isi owo re. Je ki isi owo re ki o si yin ni enu bodi. Ki Oluwa ki o bukun fun yin.
Lord bless you.
Le kan si.
Once again.
Koko oro na ti a ngo.
The title of the message you are listening to.
Oni iran awon abiamo.
The motherhood vision.
Nigba ti a ba so pe abiamo.
When we say motherhood.
Ki kan se pe enikan to loyun.
The mother is not just someone that
conceive
and deliver a baby.
To si ntomo.
And is caring for the baby.
Ki o wa ntomo yen ti e ki omo yen wa ri gidi gidi.
And is care to for his baby that is getting better.
Ese pe ni an pe ni abiamo ni waju Olorun.
A mother unto God.
Na ta ba nso nipa abiamo toto.
When we talk about a virtuous mother.
Oni se pelu eni obinrin to se wipe o le bi iru omo. Iru omo obinrin to da lati wipe iru omo to Olorun fe.
The woman that can begat a kind of a
spirit
that
God has,
and can guide such child
to God,
and guide to the taste of God. Such women are called mothers. They are called the true mother. One may just have a child and guide it, just take care of it.
Just,
all things in the whole world the way he likes. God never considered those people as women. Those that can begot a child that they see that God
is.
And they guide him for God. And their children become the vessels unto God. Those are regarded as women unto God. Like in this program, as we end this program,
Ọlọ́run yóò fún yín ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti di alábìámọ yẹn.
God shall privilege you to be a
yóò sì fún yín ní ìran yẹn náà.
And to answer the vision.
Onírúurú ìran o lè yẹn máa ní.
We have diverse visions.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìran abiamọ irú àwọn tí mo sọ fún wa yìí tí a pè ní abiamọ.
They are the kind of people I call mother.
Ó yàtọ̀ sí gbogbo ìran.
They are different from different visions.
Ohun tí abiamọ jẹ́ tí mo sọ fún wa yìí.
What motherhood is that I just told you?
Ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ìran tí wọ́n ní.
It has to do with the kind of vision they possess.
Nítorí náà fún àgbọ̀yé lórí kókó ìwàásù yìí.
Because of this the proper understanding of
this
message,
you
shall consider adding on three
cross
of heading, the context and details of modeled vision. Context and details of modeled vision. The second sub heading, characteristics and prerequisites of a visionary woman. Characteristics and prerequisites of a visionary woman. Commendation and privilege for visionary women. The Lord bless you as you hear His word. The context and details of visionary women. I get back to the book of Proverbs. Chapter 29, verse
8.
The way that is not the bless he that keeps the commandments. When we talk about vision, it's not what someone just perceived. It's not dream. It's not prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the vision we are talking about is not even a glance.
But
the vision we talk about, understanding something in an exceeding way, is knowing and fully understanding of something.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's like a proper image of something. Someone have a vivid understanding of
it.
Someone have a deep understanding of it. When the image isn't placed in someone's heart. Not a person that preaches such in one's heart. That we have a proper understanding of it. And we deeply understand it. It is in our heart. It's not where we see. That the vision is being dropped in our mind for understanding. It is called such vision. That person receives such vision. When we make our mission understand something, it's not someone just say it, but it is inner understanding. It is inner illumination. That is called vision. What kind of understanding does a woman have that will regard the person as a visionary woman?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Visionary woman. Is based on understanding what woman is really is. Knowing and understanding who a woman is. Knowing and understanding the reason of
a
woman.
Knowing
and understanding the responsibility of woman. What we call modeled vision
is knowing
and understanding how to go about the vision.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is knowing
and understanding how to become a good helpmate for our
husband.
So that will not be a burden or calamity upon him. No one shall be a burden upon him. It's not how to produce the seed of God on earth.
It's
understanding how to care for children unto God. Have many children, their vision are different from one another. A woman that wants to become a good mother and have a
son,
these are the basis.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lati le mu ki o ye wa dada.
For us to properly understand this, listen to what I'm saying.
Iran abiamo.
Motherhood vision.
Iran abiamo.
Motherhood vision.
O dan obirin miran opolopo ninu wa ni o mo n to je.
There are people that do not know what it is.
Opolopo ni ko mo idi ti Olorun fi da.
Some don't know the reason of their existence.
Nigba ti o yo ba si mo ko le moju se.
If someone lack it, one cannot know his existence.
Idi re de yi to bi ja wi pe opolopo kan se bo ti wu.
That is why some are just doing what they like.
Idi ni yi
That's why some people did not enjoy their husband. But from this
program,
so will not be the same. We shall enjoy our husband. When God created man, I can tell you that
if
you look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 and Matthew chapter 19 verse
4,
God created man. The man created by God. God created men and women sitting in him. God created them, men and women. I want to show you the vision of mothers. Those
that
are sleeping, shout hallelujah.
Amen.
When God created man, when God created man, the man God created, God created seed of man and woman within him.
As
Adam exists, he was with the seed of man and woman. God created man and woman within him. Likewise, God created man in his image.
He
created them in his image. He made both male and female. He created them within him. But later, God has said that the man should not be left alone. We must understand that man should not live alone. I must make him an helpmate. He shouldn't be the only one that will be talking alone and playing around. When God decided to make a helpmate like him, God decided to take the woman from man, that I will remove woman from him. I will make her a woman then and live together. I want you to look at it. Things that the mother must understand. Something we must understand very well. And we must also tell her daughter that this is the way things are. This is the way things are. If you look at Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, verse 20. And Adam named all the
animals
and the fowl of the air and the beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmate for him. Verse 21. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up with the flesh instead. God take a rib out of Adam and cover with flesh. He cover it with flesh. That means God take him away. Take away one ring and replace his flesh. And he went out to make a female. He went out to make a female. And he brought her unto him so that they live together.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. This shows we are one flesh. We and our husband are one flesh. We come from him.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. God created woman because of man. This is the truth. It's not because I'm a man that I'm saying this. I'm telling you because that was the way God created you. God created you because of one man. God created you because of one man. And we must let our daughters understand. There is a space that God wants them to occupy. There is a man with a space that God wants us. And she's the only one that can occupy it. It has its own size. It has a particular space to occupy. It must not be bigger. And not be that small. It must not be that large. And that is why
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Man, our husband and wife are one flesh. God made it so that they live together. Take away woman and he said live together. That they should talk together. Hallelujah.
Truly,
God must, the man must look at man as his
religion.
What is that called? This is the part of me that God took away from me.
This is my seed.
Is the kind that God takes away from me.
Therefore,
we must take care of her.
Iwe Malachi.
The book of Malachi.
Iwe Malachi.
Book of Malachi.
Ori keji.
Chapter 2.
Eseke dogun.
Verse 15.
Ma oni onko ati se okan. Beni oni yoku emi oni kini.
Is the residue of the spirit. Residue of the spirit. Is the residue of your spirit. I'm talking about the vision we must have. What is called motherhood vision? Husband and wife is one flesh. The head and the body work together. God created woman to help her husband so as to bring the past vision of God for
him.
God created woman to stand by their husband. God created woman to help her husband. God created woman to
advance.
Because diverse situations occur on earth that may make one's heart have
despaired.
That is why God created woman with man. So that they advance him. So that they console him. When cold of this world catch
him,
God created the woman as a blanket
of the man,
so that talk to him.
So
what are you like this? Is it because of that failure? That failure is not the end of our life. We rise again. That is he rubbed him with
blanket.
That is he covered him with the blanket. Another thing we must understand.
See
that the physician said it. That when we get back to male and female children, when they were very young, and they are still infants,
we
will not be able to recognize them afar. But when they grow up,
there
will be a difference in their image.
There
will be a difference in the part of their body. Part of the difference in their body is the one that will allow the woman to conceive and to give birth. That was the part of the reason God created woman, to conceive for the husband and to give birth and to nurture
a child
and to understand the kind of children he has. That is part of the purpose of human creation. Purpose why God created woman.
Hallelujah.
The English version call it woman.
Woman. Plus man. Okunrin to ni ile omo.
Means a man that possesses a womb.
In to fi pe kan de womb plus man. That be woman.
Womb plus man is a man that possesses
woman.
Womb. Woman.
Woman. Idi to si fi je be.
And the purpose why
ko de ma loyun.
So that it be able to conceive and give birth.
Kan se pe ko ma loyun sha.
It's not just to conceive like that.
Kan se pe ko ma bi ma sha.
It's not just to give birth. But to conceive the kind of a seed that God really wants. It's like God created a woman like Paul. Here, soup is prepared.
And
the household serves their soup. It's like the old pot you use in the olden days.
There's
no one drink from other pots except from that Asian pot. God created the womb of a woman like that.
That
will bring children from his
land.
Bring children from our
land.
It's not only for that.
The
woman must understand the
vision
of
that.
God created her to take care of the
home.
In a way that be convenient for the husband to live. Numerous women don't understand this.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You
must understand
this.
A space where God removed woman from a man is beside him. We must understand that. Beside what beside him really means to us.
Egungun be lori Adam.
The skull on Adam. God never removed it from his
head.
God never perforate his head to make a woman. The reason is that
Olorun o fe ki obirin o so wi pe ori ni ati ori l'Olorun ti
God don't want a man to brag that God take me away from your head and brag upon your husband.
There
is open on it, the hand of the man. God never take her out of the woman's
hand.
So that do not be eating her with his hand. So that do not be nodding her. He never take her from her
his
head. So that will not be trampled upon
the wife.
So that we will be eating
her.
But he take her away from his rib. They take him from his rib. It means we must be by the side of our husband in whatever he wants to do. You must be his supporter.
We
must understand what our husband
is.
The reason of his existence.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Motherhood vision.
Only se pelu.
Have to do with understanding the kind of man where we come from. The man didn't choose her husband, you must understand. Many women did not understand their husband. Therefore,
they
must be able to understand her husband. She must understand how God treated him. She must understand how he thought. She must understand the kind of food he
liked.
She must understand the kind of
dedication
to his life.
He
must be able to understand whatever he created. He must understand what makes him glad. That is what we call human vision.
Amen.
Amen. He must understand the vision of the man on earth. And he'll be advising him towards it. He'll be backing him up.
He'll
be she will pray for him. That is the ministry of a woman. In that it become a woman and leader of a woman. In that you be having the great support. Oh, can't you pass it? And God said, it's not proper for a man to live alone.
I will
create a helpmate like him. Someone that will help him to fulfill his mission. God will help him to fulfill what I said in
your head.
I will create him for him. Hallelujah. What we call vision is understanding all the things. What we are.
That
I'm the supporter for my husband. I'm the backbone of my husband. I should be by the side of my husband always. I'm an advisor to my husband.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We must understand all these things. We must understand all
these things.
I'm created to do those things. I'm created to conceive and get back to the kind of thing that God has. I'm created to guide my children and nurture them the way of the Lord. What is called the vision of a great mother? Vision of a motherhood. Somehow we think, God sent us to this world.
We
get married, eat, and feed. Clothe ourselves and engage in God. Engage ourselves and we leave. It's not like that. The reason why God created you, the vision why God created you, if a woman lacks this vision, such may not enjoy her husband. She may give birth without enjoying the
sweetness that she has.
Because she refuses to understand her husband. She refuses to understand what she is.
So
just deliver baby.
Today.
Look at people that trouble the whole world. If I tell you who to get to
look,
they all come from women. Those who that trouble the whole world. And those that design the world. They are being delivered by women. Which one do you call? Who are those we are going to give back to? A woman that has vision will not give a wrong back. A woman that has vision, her husband will not fail. She will be there to support her husband. She will understand her husband. You understand the woman vision. You understand the vision of women. Where there is no vision, these people will
perish.
Where there is no understanding of this, the women will make themselves head. And the husband will tell her, it's like you come from my leg. It's like you come from leg. She is saying she come from here. And there will be trouble. Because she lack understanding. If she have exceeding understanding, if she have a great understanding.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There will not be trouble. There will not be trouble. Look at me. You cannot stand alone. When God said, it's not good for a man to be alone. How much more women? Women cannot stand alone. Woman cannot stay alone. You must stay with your husband.
And
the reason why you must stay with him is to help him, to support him, to help him, to back him up, and to advise him, to fulfill what God has programmed in his life. This is the vision a woman must have. You must know God created me with womb.
It's
not to conceive the seed of Satan. Many people, Satan has sent his seed to them. The reason is because the woman Satan will come send his seed to
her.
But the woman, it will be impossible for Satan to send his seed to
her.
They nurture their children for God. They program their
own.
You should understand fully. The way she understand our home will be like Eden. Even when our husband travels, it will be like coming home on time. Because it's a vision. The program of our home, even if they know how to
you
should know how to manage the little
girl.
Because the visionary woman has an angel little.
You
know how to prepare food that will be proper. With the little that they will eat and they know how to
grow
their
savings.
Even the house and everything should understand.
Our
husband will just be going for like 3 months. The reason why some husband refused to come
home.
The woman that last vision will make his home a home. And the home will very
old.
So that the man will not be enticed to come home. When a man consider outside very okay than home is because a woman is woman. If you have vision, she will make a home like the heart of her husband will be when he go in the morning, we come back at
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Èyí la fi bọ́ sí abala kejì bí ẹtí máa ń tí ẹ pẹ̀lú ìran.
Ẹni
pé lílóyè ọ̀tọ̀ lórí ọmọ.
Or having a great understanding about children. If you look at the child.
Lílí òye.
That understanding. Well, from within, that this is what this is
man
is, and this is how to help him. How we
answer
understanding what we have. That is vision. Let me tell you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ẹ̀yin ẹ wo àwọn èèyàn tó bí àwọn ọmọ ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀.
Look at people that give birth to diverse children. Different children.
Gbogbo àwọn obìnrin yìí kò dáa kí èèyàn olóyún ọmọ kó má sì mọ irú ọmọ tó wà nínú ẹ̀.
It is not proper for someone to conceive a child without understanding such child. Ọmọ wà nínú èèyàn
fún odidi oṣù mẹ́sàn-án.
Someone that have a conceived for 9 months.
Ó sì tó tọ́jú ẹ̀ fún bí ọdún mẹ́ta.
And nurture such child for 3 years.
Ó sì mọ irú tó máa ń jẹ́.
And refuse to understand what the child is. It's a very dangerous thing.
Ẹni ewu ìyá tó bí Jésù.
Look at the woman that.
Ewu ìyá tó bí Samuel.
Look at the woman that gave birth to Samuel.
Even ewu ìyá tó bí tó bí
Samuel. Even the mother of Samson.
Àwọn ọmọ ti àbí àmọ́ ni wọ́n ti ẹ́ sì níran.
All the people are good mother that have vision.
Wọ́n lè mọ irú àwọn ọmọ tí ó ń bẹ lára wọn.
They could understand the kind of seed they are carrying.
Pé ọmọ yìí ń báyìí ni.
That this is what the child is.
Ọmọ yìí ń báyìí ni.
This is what this child is.
Ìyá tó bí Mose nǹkan.
What of Moses' mother?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ìran ló ní ló fi tọ́jú ọmọ lórí ni. Àìmọye ọmọ ẹgbẹ́rù tí wọ́n bímọ tí wọ́n sì lọ gbé fún Farao.
There are a lot of people that gave birth to children.
Farao kò ti pàṣẹ pé tẹ bá ti bímọ ọkùnrin ẹ dé sójò.
Farao declared that you got a child.
Àìmọye àwọn obìnrin tó bímọ ń dààmú òníran tí wọ́n ti gbọ́
mọ́. Some have casted their children inside the river because of the lack of
vision. Sisi ju ọmọ sí tí ó pa.
The child to
the
child
to the
child
to the world which is very very high.
But the Bible says,
ìyá tó bí Mose.
Moses' mother.
Ó kíyèsí wípé ọmọ tó dára ni.
He observed that the
very ọmọ tó dára ya ò gbọdọ̀ wò nípa dára.
You must not just take
care of him physically. Yẹ́nì pé ó rí nínú ẹ̀mí irú ẹni tí Mose jẹ́.
She spiritually who Moses
was. Ó lè rí wípé ohun èlò ọlá ni lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
She could see that the good vessel of God.
Ìran ni ó ní.
She has vision. Inú
fi tọ́jú rẹ̀ fún oṣù mẹ́ta.
That's why she take care of him for 3 months.
Ìran ló ní.
She possesses a good
vision.
That was why he make a bed and lay
in the river.
And through her vision, God has programmed the daughter of
Pharaoh to come at that time. It is vision
that God back up that make them call someone that will take care of the child. A woman that has vision. This child will not
be. Kòsí ohun kan tó lè gba ọmọ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀.
No matter there is nothing that can snatch away their child from her. There is nothing that can snatch away their child.
Ìran àwọn abiyamọ.
The vision of mother.
Ìran àwọn abiyamọ.
Motherhood vision.
Ọ̀pọ̀ ìlòmíràn ló kàn wọ́n wípé.
Some just think that.
Ọmọ mo bí ọ náà mo bí ọ
náà. I'll get back to you. Just leave on your own. We have been God like that and they left us alone.
Ẹ̀yin ti gbàgbọ́.
You have belief.
Àwọn mama àti àwọn tó bí wa wọn ò gbàgbọ́.
Our mothers doesn't believe.
Náà wá ti gbàgbọ́.
But we have belief.
A gbọ́dọ̀ gbà ìran àti àmọ́.
I must have a motherhood vision.
Èyí ni mo bọ́ sí abala kejì.
That will take us to the second
subject. Èyí mo pè ní ìṣesí àti àmúyẹ fáwọn abiyamọ tó níran.
Characteristics and prerequisites of visionary women.
Kí ni àwọn àmì tá a fi máa ń dáhùn abiyamọ tó níran mọ́?
What are the features of a visionary woman?
Tó bá di abiyamọ tó níran tí mo sọ yìí tó yeye.
If it is a visionary woman that understands.
Oye tó jẹ́ oye
tó kọjú oye tó máa jẹ́.
Oye ojúṣe rẹ̀.
Oye
bó ti ṣe yẹ kó ṣe.
The what is she
supposed to do. Tó yẹ yẹn tó yẹ.
If she understands.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Irú abiyamọ náà.
Such woman.
Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀.
Such person.
Èkíní. Yóò ní farabalẹ̀.
The person with the car.
Ẹ̀rí ohun ni máa ṣe wiriwiri.
She will not just be moving here and there.
Ohun ni máa ṣe wiriwiri.
She will not just be moving here and there.
A ní ìfarabalẹ̀ gidi.
She will be very
calm. A máa farabalẹ̀ wòye nǹkan.
Carefully look at everything.
Onímọ̀ tètè sọ̀rọ̀ yóò farabalẹ̀ kò tó sọ̀rọ̀.
She will not just talk in it. She will be careful
in talking.
Because it's true understanding she understands. Whenever I want to talk to her husband and even children, she will be very calm to talk.
Yóò máa gbé kalẹ̀ nítorí obìnrin tó níran.
She will know the proper presentation because she has vision. That is his
character.
She will be very calm. She is not that
alone. Yóò ní ìfaradà.
She will be, he will have endurance.
Obìnrin tó bá níran.
If a woman that you will have for bearing.
Ẹ kọ́ mi, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ẹ̀kẹ́ hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Obìnrin tó bá níran á ní farada.
A visionary woman will have for bearing.
If agbara da ti mo n so ni se pelu nigba ti oko ba ni idojuko.
This endurance has to do with the husband has challenge. The husband that you have may have challenge. Perhaps he has, is very rich and later
there is
no one that is never tired. A visionary woman.
This
is the time that he has a great support for him. He
has
a great support. Take care and nurture him back. He will help him. Whenever he's sick, I will take care of him every day. Take care of a good food that we eat in order to recover his strength. Not just because of that
leave
in. Because there is no money with not just be giving back to children for this. We only give back
to one child for us.
The woman that has no vision that will not have
obedience.
Someone that has no vision that will not have
obedience.
Look at lot of women, men that God has elevated. From their beginning, they will not have anything.
Hallelujah.
Some women, when they are, some women take care of their husband and become very good.
This
is a good man. And he took care of him. She was staying before. He was staying before. He took good care of him. And he took care of him through his ambition.
He
took care of him through ambition. It's not just like that anyway. Forbearance and endurance. It has to do with children. Sometimes.
At times.
Look at like Anna, Sarah, like Elizabeth. One we have delay for some time. And the delay may be because of Elizabeth. There may be some things that God wants together. For some women, we just change.
They
say, let's change our ways. And she will want to test outside because she lacks vision. If you have vision, she has to stay. Like Anna said, she will stay. Like Elizabeth said, she will also stay. Hadn't been Anna
said,
she might not hear about Anna at all. If
there
are divorced, Abraham will not hear about Anna. Those who don't just
stay,
they are visionary mothers. They have good forbearance. They have calmness. They have endurance.
The
woman that have vision, we own
them.
If you have what? God may give us body as a woman. But the husband God gave to us does not have good cycle. He's very
pleased.
A good woman. A woman that has vision. Even as much as a woman is big, and is that fast. And she'll be calling her husband Big Daddy. She will not just call Daddy. She will not just be called Daddy. She will add big to it. And she'll be behaving in such manner. His vision. What will happen is that? As you call him big, the husband will become big. Because the great vision of God is that I have. Humility. Respect. These are the characteristics of the visionary woman. Humility and respect. We have humility. We have
humility.
We have respect. We carefully listen to our husband. She will know the time that God speaks to our husband. That God speaks through our husband. God, he will know. Whenever you should be very careful to observe. Characteristics of visionary women. She will not just do
things.
She will not just go to Baggy to purchase a cloth. She will not just
buy
this a cloth in bulk and like nylon. She will not just buy a cloth like
this.
She will be doing everything with purpose.
She will be doing
everything with a good reason. She wants to buy cloth, you buy a stable one. She will sell it in a reasonable way. Because she has vision. She knows where she is. She knows who she is. And she knows where she's going. visionless woman will just be a prostitute because she lacks vision. She does not know where she is. Some are aged woman and very good. Her appearance is like irresponsible person. Because she lacks vision.
So
a visionless woman. We know in her behavior, we know the statement of respect because she lacks a real vision. Apart from respecting the husband, she be respecting
she
be speaking the word of grace.
Whenever
she wants to
remove
her husband, she will not
cause
them because she has
vision.
She will talk from the vision she possesses. She be speaking from her vision. The vision of mother. She will know the calibers of food that is good for her home. The proper food for her home. She will know.
We
know the actual time to talk to her husband. It's not that you just call the husband when she
arrives.
Daddy, I want to talk to you.
That
the moment you come back from work, that is very heat. I want to talk to you. And you're just talking like, someone that is very calm. We just looking. If someone that is not calm at all. You just do anyway. Just go and say somewhere. But a visionary woman will know. You know that you're welcome. Come to bathroom. There is water here. The husband is very calm. Eat. Sleep. You know, when she sleep and wake up. And I have something to discuss with you. And now talk. And she will peacefully talk. She will peacefully do what
she
wants. A visionary woman. Part of their character is that they will have peace talk. She will not just push husband to run
things.
She will be very good to follow. She will not
husband.
She will not look at
something.
She said, I saw an angel. I saw a man that told me one thing. Her husband said, go there. And she
brought her
husband. Later, her husband said, daddy will not die. We will not die. Because she has vision.
She
will not die. I don't know we will die. God will not tell us that we will die. I know we will die. We will not promise us that we have time. Adam and Eve will die. We will not become the kind of child we are. A daddy will not die.
Praise the Lord.
A visionary woman, we have good observation. Some few women husband died. They don't know. Our husband is very far. Let me ask. A visionary woman. Do you know the point of bed where your husband ties his bed whenever he's fed? When is he fast? Do you know the actual holy feet? Is this the last hole or the second to the last or the third to the last? You don't know. See, some husband will sleep and he gets
sleep.
Some people will say, mother,
don't
you see that your husband has said, what happened that she's sleeping? I don't know. Because she's visionless. If she has vision, she will know. Her husband. You don't used to do your trousers like this. You don't used to tie your belt like this. This is what you do. You don't used to sleep very open like this and snore. What happened? A visionary woman. You'll be able to observe. Even whenever her husband is coming from work, she knows how to work. She knows how he works whenever he's filled with joy. And whenever he's been saddened, she knows. A visionary woman will be able to observe like that.
He'll
be full of observation without a load, even concerning children. She will carefully observed everything. She carefully observed how the husband eats. Even if you want to feed on Amala or other food, she will finish it. If it is with vegetable soup, she will eat everything entirely. If it is rice and beans, you know how you feed on it. You know the proper way because you have vision. It's not just a mere woman. You have great virtuous women, but you exceed them. You are greater than them.
Daddy,
you used to feed this Amala, exactly, but you don't finish this. What happened? You'll be able to know when something is happening. You'll be able to know when you feed it outside. Some people, till they remove everything from his head, they don't know. Some women did not know their husband had fat clothes. They did not know. It's only when they have fat caught him entirely, then he knew. Concerning children, we are able to notice. Is that what his pastor
said?
Visionless woman will say, leave that husband, talk about my children. Let me ask you a question. Do you first
see your husband?
He's a visionless man that we put husband matter at the back. Talk about
it.
Anyone who fails on husband can fail on children. That's why he must not fail. Motherhood vision. Never be disturbed with anything. Till you get home, everything will be easy. Nothing will hinder you in Jesus' name. Nothing will hinder you in Jesus' name. Let's consider the children. A visionary woman. Whenever it's not only child you observe, you know the kind of child that. That this is very stubborn. That we know this. Know them. The one that has to be nagged on. The one that refuses to be nagged on. You know those that have to scold. You know those that are entitled to passion. You know those that are entitled to passion. A visionary man will observe. As you grow up, you will be getting closer to him. It is you. You. The more you move, a visionary woman will observe. Come, let me look at your eyes. What is this one you place on your face? I just brought powder. Where did you get the powder? Both the powder. Do you not even consider those things? Because she's visionless. She just begot the children. I'm talking to her. Motherhood vision. A visionary woman. Will you carefully observe children? Will you carefully observe the way they walk? The way they act? Whenever I started staggering. I said, do you come? What happened?
Oh, my feet. Did you say, oh, my feet, tell
them. You are not stepping with your
foot. Kilo de.
Is that what happened?
Kilo de.
What is happening?
Sokotobo sama koni.
Even if you're a male child, you look at all the choices. You carefully observe the way it's so the visionary woman, the reason is that, she has a
contact.
She knows the kind of
child
she has. She knows what God wants to make him. Because of that, we're pursuing that thing.
She'll
be able to look at all the choices. What about the people who accept them, the visionary woman? Even the outcome and other things are not under them. We know how every one of them is. The way they smell. She will carefully observe them. She will carefully observe them. She will carefully observe them. Hallelujah. I'm talking to her. About motherhood vision. If we consider looking at their clothes. We look at their phones. We open it. If we don't know how to open it, ask someone to check it for her. What kind of music is he listening to? What kind of images are on the phone? What are the letters? What are the messages on the phone? What are the inbox? Messages in the inbox? What is on his WhatsApp?
Even
on who's what? What's he watching? She will tell everything.
It's
not illiteracy. It's not illiteracy that hinders someone like that. He's visionless that acts like that. someone has a vision,
we,
and if someone is
listening,
he will be able to do it. This is the way I want this church to do. Should be careful. This is the kind of friend I want you to have.
You
know the kind of friend they want that you to have. She'll be able to consider them very well. She'll be able to observe all the children one by one. They will recognize them one by one. They will know what they are. She will teach them how to talk. And the one they that wants to be talking, she will know. The one that will be bragging will know how to
talk.
She will consider their hair. She will look at their dressing. She knows how to stand by them that we are you doing this. She will not allow them to do their will. Because she has
vision.
The characteristics of a missionary woman.
They
will be full of duty.
They
will look at the proverb that I said.
She
will be filled with duty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mama, mama.
See that woman.
Money. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She
was talking about her husband,
mama,
her mother. The last born of
money.
Baba.
Said.
Different people talk about their mother. He said her mother is not wicked. But because he's a Ijesa woman, that she's very tough. And they know that he's Ijesa. And the toughness of her mother. You cannot live with her mother and lazy. You cannot be idle. You cannot be idle at all. She will not allow you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Those
people who are younger than us will be able to fast, pray, and do the house call. I'm talking about vision. A visionary woman. Whenever their children are stepping on ground, when they are calling money, she will give them duty. As they grow up, they say, you, this is what you're doing. You, this is what you're doing. And she will not sleep as well. You're looking at them, watching them. Those that have been watching the small plot, those that have been doing other things. It's not that they're rubbing hands on their heads. There are lots of children when they go to
social
institutions. You know the kind of parents they are. They don't know how to stay at home. They don't know how to be here, right? Or accept notice. And after feeding our nodules, then we're feeling malaria and typhoid. She don't know how to do it. It's a visionless woman. A visionary woman will take note of them. So you must not do it. Come here. Both the male and female child. She carefully observed all his household. And he divide cost for them. He never allowed anyone to be out. He gave all the
office.
He observed the farm. And the plants. Household and his daughters. She gave cause to her household. Of visionary women. The features of a visionary woman. You'll be a good example.
For
her husband and to her children as well. In character, in speech,
in
research, in dressing, in prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As a teacher,
is
a teacher of a lady at university. And this lady, among all the children, she's different. Even the way she talks. Secondly, the way she
kneels.
She's never the way of kneeling down whenever she's sitting. And she traced her to her home. And she could see the parents are people of God. She could see that she learned that name from her mother. That because her mother will live for her husband. It's not that we slept together. And why do we need to kneel? When you don't go to anywhere.
Okay.
We wake up and we have woken up. That is not like that. We say, good morning, sir. We kneel down. And the children can see, the daughter can see. It's part of the lady's character. You know how she knows how to respect. She never hear gossip from anybody. She never hear negative thoughts from anybody. You never see quarrel from anywhere. The Victorian woman, she will be a good example. What of worship and service?
Some
children, going to school, even if not on Sunday, will not even do anything. If you think the mother doesn't go, it's only when there is something is wrong. But a daughter that
a
mother is a visionary, even after giving birth to her, she will not see at all. On the eighth day that gave birth to child, what she waiting for? She said, I used to go to market. I go to market. Why won't I go to the presence of my Lord? At the eighth day, he started going to church. He started carrying out to Bible study, started carrying out to revival. He carried out to Sunday service. That became his own attitude. And the child does not even please staying at home. Because he's also honest. Our husband will trust her. She will have a good focus. She will have decision. She will not just buy clothes with all her money. She will not buy food with all her
enemies.
She will not do occasion with all her
enemies.
She will not be pushing her husband to vain and vanity.
Characteristic.
Attitude. She is not based on her physical beauty. What some women consider as their ornaments, they are just wasting of money. You do a kind of a yes side that will do. A kind of yes side she will do. And even the eyelashes.
They
with a nail fixing. And with different cosmetics. That you rub on our body. Strong, we mix four creams together. And they mix all the four creams. And you rub in on our body. One cream costs like 1,200 naira. Maybe 1,500 naira. Because she's visionless. She doesn't have a foresight. She has nothing that she pursues. She don't have a good foresight. She don't know where she is. Neither where she goes. She don't know who she is. And you want to become a mother with a vision. You want to become a visionary mother. These are the prerequisites that we make us visionary woman. First, if someone does not have a change of heart to God, one cannot be a visionary mother. It starts from a change of heart. Have a change of heart unto God.
It's
dedication unto God in prayers and listen to word of God like this, in reading the Bible and meditating at home, and observing the word of God very well. Meditation. If you want to be a visionary woman,
you
must be able to concentrate ourselves for God in all things. We must not look at the people of the world as a mirror. We must not compare ourselves to people of the world. Their pursuit is different from what you are pursuing. What they believe is different from our. We are different. We are goat. We are sheep. You cannot see goat and sheep working together. I'm speaking to us. Consecration for God. Another one is dedicating oneself to service unto God. Another one is giving the totality of one's life to Jesus. Another one is being patient to receive guidance of God. All these six things I mentioned, the totality makes one a visionary mother, if you can allow change to happen within your heart, and you can give the totality of your life to Jesus, and you can dedicate yourself in speaking to him through prayer, meditation, and reading of his word, and observing his word. If you can consecrate yourself unto him, and you can dedicate yourself unto service for God, and you follow the guidance of God, all these 6 things we help you to understand things. And the word of God we hear, we read, and we pray. That is where you have a broad understanding than the way I see. The God that said is very stubborn. It's God that created it. God created it. Even our mother-in-law and our relatives, God created it. It is in all these 6 items that God will give us understanding of what to do. This is what you have to do. This is what you need to do. This is how you talk to your God. See that stubborn child? This is the way you talk to him. This is how to undo him. This is the way to place things and things are going orderly. It's God that created everything. And he knows the key that opened every life. He knows the one that locked every life. Anyone that have a change of heart. Anyone who gives the totality of his life to God. Anyone that dedicates. Anyone who consecrates. Anyone that pave way for the service of God. Anyone that carefully listens to the guidance. What will happen is that we have a vision. Vision and become a visionary woman. That takes me to the end. Commendation and privilege for visionary women. For a virtuous woman. The visionary women. The commendation that is for them. The book of Proverbs chapter 31. I read from verse 28. Our daughters. And they are blessed. You never heard about a child that rise up and curse her mother. So who even said this? You come from this woman. But the visionary women, their children will arise. And they call them blessed. Because you remember, it's not that divine lollipop for the child. She will have trained the children from childhood. Even though the child will be crying, but whenever he grows, when he grows, there will be blessing. Lord, I thank you for my order. Lord, I thank you for the womb I came through. If not by for God through my mother, what kind of person will I be? A child that will become good in this is that we have challenge. A child that will prosper, we have challenge. We have mother that when their children have challenges, they forsake them. That you can, I will not allow you to blame me because she lacks vision. Because she's visionless. But a vision woman, you don't need to wait and endure her for bearing. You drew that to find your hand and we call her blessed. It's not that alone. Even her husband, even he's drunk, he's a drunkard. Even he's very tough. Even he's a military man. You have to praise. That I thank you. She will praise her. There's a numerous woman are virtuous, but she's telling. Look at the blessing. Favor is deceived. There's a beauty in the day. You are having eyelashes in the day. Or you are perforating your nose. And beauty is deceived. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. A woman that have enough beauty. Have inner beauty. You are dark in complexion. You are glittering. That is not what we are talking about. You have a very coily ear. That is not what we are saying. You are very fair. There is no spot on your body. That is not what we are talking about. But your inner beauty. Your inner beauty. This is what the ancient woman used to beautify themselves. He said, give us him from his. My people
and mothers. If you look at Psalm 128:1-6.
Look at Psalm 128 verse 1 to 6.
Psalm 128 verse 1 to 6. I'm telling you anything.
Only everyone that feareth the Lord.
If a woman has a vision, she will be blessing unto her children.
If a woman is a visionary woman, she will have a good future. If a woman is a visionary woman, God will not allow. Because she will
inherit labor.
Because God will not allow her. She will allow her to eat out of her labor. With a woman have a vision. God will make him overcome that she will overcome our enemy at the gate. The children of the
people,
not that alone, God will manifest himself unto us. Good end that they
end
of their labor. God will back up all their own chances at the back of that prayer.
At the end,
they finish well. A visionary woman. God is speaking to us. I spoke to us in the morning about the essentiality of a
believer.
This is a vision of God. This is the visionary model. She will not just go to market and buy a
watching the cable TVs.
Do not be watching TV throughout. We are as you now. Rise to your feet now. Let's all rise to our feet now.
A
visionary woman. Mother with vision. Vision for mothers. Let's talk to God. Lord. Lord, open my understanding to
quality.
I want to be a visionary mother. Open my understanding
quality.
Lord, why do you
I'm
and you.
We are ending
everything. Lord, why
do you
pray in Jesus' name? Open my understanding thoroughly.
Jesus,
Jesus, my Lord.